Now in chapter 3, we see the beginning of the building. Verse 1, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. And that, by the way, is where Abraham had offered Isaac. And then down that ridge right outside the city of Jerusalem, on that same ridge is Golgotha, the place of a skull where Jesus was crucified. Now, we're told here's where he built the temple, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Now, David had bought this parcel of ground there. It's a temple area today, and there is where he built the temple. This was to be the place. Now we have here, and I'm not going to go into much more of the details, because, very frankly, to my judgment, it's as boring as a blueprint or the list of building supplies that go into any building that is to be put up. But I do want to say that out of this we can cull certain great truths that you will not find mentioned, for instance, in Kings or anywhere else. Now, when we come here to chapter 3, we find now as he begins to build, and I'll just lift out certain things. Now, these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. This is verse 3. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. Now it's twice as large as the tabernacle was, 60 cubits by 20, and that translated into feet would be approximately 90 feet by 30 feet. Now that is the temple proper. Now you must understand around it there were many buildings that were put up. Here in the picture of the model, I have the buildings that were put around the temple, and there were quite a few of them that were put around the temple. I have many slides that I took and some I bought of this particular area, and it was quite imposing when you put all the buildings together. But the temple proper was only twice as large as the tabernacle.